Today, the state Senate overwhelmingly voted to pass a bill which would limit opioid prescriptions from health providers, as well as require training on opioid abuse for medical practitioners. HB 159 passed 17-1. During testimony, Eagle River Republican Anna McKinnon brought up the example of what she called one of several instances of overprescribing from Alaska doctors.
We heard a story that was heart-wrenching of a family that had their loved one, their child, had been taken to the dentist, and the dentist prescribed 30 days of OxyContin. Mr. President, that is not a standard dosage for someone to receive.
The only vote against the bill was from Palmer Republican Shelley Hughes, a self-admitted protest vote. Hughes says she thinks the bill has positive qualities, but it doesn't address the root of the opioid problem, which she described as, quote, pill mill practitioners and doc shopper consumers.
It will require some excellent practitioners around the state being better educated about the subject, but they, I don't believe, for the most part, are the problem. There may be a sliver of practitioners who don't realize they're overprescribing, and this may change their behavior, and that is my hope. But I don't really think that the bill gets to the root of the problem, Mr. President.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Peter Michicki said despite the bill being introduced during a session focused on budgetary issues, the opioid crisis extends beyond public health.
Some people want to know why we're dealing with opioid abuse now with this budget crisis that we're having. And the reality of it is our approach is multifaceted. It's an Alaskan priority for a lot of reasons, and part of it is cost.
Michicki says teachers often cope with students of families affected by opioid addiction. He also claimed opioid addictions are the single biggest driver of crime statewide. Following the vote on House Bill 159, Senate President Pete Kelly also appointed Senators Giesel, Stedman, and Olson to conference committees about the House's income tax bill.